So very excited to be in church today. I feel like every week we're here is a victory. Amen? Like I said last week, if you don't have enough excitement, I have plenty for everyone. I feel like a cheerleader. Woohoo! We are learning a new study. It's A Wise Man's Wisdom About Finances. And we started last week and we're looking at different proverbs where Solomon spoke about finances. And you may say, well, why are we doing that? Well, I figure the wisest man in the world was recorded in the Bible, and if he said something, we probably should pay attention, right? I've shared before where reading in Ecclesiastes, he talks about vanity, vanity, everything is vanity, right? And so even though he was super wise, sometimes he didn't get the whole picture. And I think the piece that might have been missing for him was the Spirit of God, amen? He was anointed by God, but he didn't have the same relationship that we have. So we have something even greater than they did in the Old Testament. Amen? And so we are still going to look at his words because they're wisdom. And people came from all over the world to sit in his presence and to hear him. And how many people know that he wasn't just wise, he was also wealthy? Do you know that? There's an account in 1 Kings that talks about when the Queen of Sheba came and saw everything that he had, all he had built, all his treasuries, just the amazing abundance in his land, it says that her breath left her. You know what that means? The woman fainted. It was so much. This is a queen of a country. We're not talking a peasant that saw it. We're talking about a queen. And so we can see that not only was he wise, but he had wealth. And how many people know if you want to know how to increase your finances, go hang out with who? Someone that's also not doing well? Do this. No, you go and you hang out with someone who is doing well, right? You learn from them. And that's what we're doing today. And last week we learned that we had to have a heart that was ready for the blessing. We had to honor God. Remember, that was the very first thing that he talked about with finances. Honor the Lord. Very first thing right off the top. And today the key is wisdom. Now, I shared earlier this week, Lacey got blessed with a new car. And you might be asking the same thing that, you know, several of our friends are, what in the world? That was fast. How did that all happen? Well, I woke up praying in the Spirit. And how many people know when you wake up praying in the Spirit, God's doing something? Amen? Like literally when you wake up, it's just you're already praying. And I had Lacey on my heart. And I walked out and I was talking to Lindsay at the table and we were talking about what car she would drive. And I said, you know, our first goal is going to be to help Lacey get her car because then you can have the car passed down to you and then save after you graduate. It's kind of the system we have in our family right now. And she's like, Mom, Lacey loves that car. She's never going to get rid of that car, ever. She loves it. I was like, well, maybe if we find something. And I just, how many people know you have to listen when the Lord's speaking to you, right? Because wisdom doesn't mean intellect. Wisdom doesn't mean the smarts you were born with or your IQ level. Wisdom is not about that. Wisdom is something different. And that's what we're going to learn today. And I felt in my heart, look on Craigslist list. Now, I've looked on Craigslist. I can't even tell you how many times that we've looked on Craigslist for a car for her. Lots. It's been a year now that she's been saving and waiting and watching. And it was the third car in on the list, and I saw it, and it's exactly like her. It's out there today. She drove it, so you guys can all see it if you want when you leave. Exactly like she has now, but it's newer. It's a 2003. And cute little, it's all gray, and the interior was really nice. And so I showed her the picture and she's like, oh yeah, that's cute. And I was like, whoa, we haven't agreed on a lot of things. So the fact that she was like, she liked it, I was like, okay, get your makeup on, get dressed, we're going, right? And we get there and it's an older couple. And one of the things that my dad had been kind of schooling us on is he's like, make sure you don't buy from a young person. He's like, buy from someone who's older. They take better care of their cars. I was like, okay. So we pulled up and it was an older couple and Lacey's wearing her, God Bless America and Stand for the Flag, and he's a naval veteran. So instantly there was this connection between them. And she absolutely loved the car. So we bought it, and we were able to get all the DMV things done. And here's the awesome part. She had a budget, right? How many people know that 2003s, even though about 17 years ago, 2003s can still be expensive for a young person? Most of the ones we've looked at have been 3,000 and up. Let me just say this. Not only did it stay in her budget, but she was left with $500 that she didn't have to pay that was in her car account. How many people can say, thank you, Jesus? Woo, amen. The key is wisdom. Proverbs 8, 18 and 21. This is our next section of scriptures from Solomon. It says, with me are riches and honor, enduring wealth and prosperity, bestowing wealth on all those who love me, making their treasuries full. The first question you have to ask is, who is me? Is this Solomon talking? But it isn't. If you notice, all of a sudden, it's almost like he goes into the prophetic realm, and he's making wisdom a person, all on its own. And so wisdom isn't just intellect, as I said. In Webster's dictionary, it defines it as this. Wisdom is knowledge and the capacity to make due use of it. You can have all the intelligence of the world and still not be wise. Because having intelligence doesn't mean anything. I've met some really, really smart people that cannot work a microwave. You know what I'm saying? They're super smart, out of this world smart, but they cannot function on day-to-day things. They have all this wisdom, but they can't make use of it. Or excuse me, all this knowledge, but they can't make use of it. James tells us in James 1, he takes it a step further than Solomon. He said, if any of you lacks wisdom, all he has to do is what? Ask. Oh, wait a minute. What did Solomon ask of the Lord when he said, I'll give you anything, you name it? What did he ask for? He asked for wisdom. Oh. James says that anyone who asks for wisdom, God will give generously to all without finding fault. So wisdom is important. It's super important. It's not something you're born with. It's not something that just comes automatically. Wisdom needs to be asked for. Amen? Solomon asked for wisdom to run an entire country, and he was blessed. He was blessed with wisdom beyond anything that had ever been and anything that will ever be. The wisdom of God blessed Solomon, as we said, with finances. So much finances that the Queen of Sheba grew faint. When you have wisdom in your life, it's the knowledge and the capacity to make use of it. When you have that wisdom, what will happen? Let's look at some key words in these two verses. It says, with me being wisdom, are riches. Riches in this word means wealth. How many people know wealth is money, right? We all understand that. Okay, so is riches or money. And honor, I love this part. Glory, honor, and abundance. It's like you're elevated in your level of what people look at you, in your respect level. So not only do you have wealth, you have honor with wisdom. It's like it takes you up a notch. Enduring riches. This means advancing, durable, surpassing, enough, sufficiency, wealth. Somebody should say amen. Let me read that again. Enduring riches. You don't just have wealth, but it's advancing, it's durable. How many people know that in our economy, there is nothing that's durable? It's all subject to whatever moves, right? Amen? We saw this, I don't know, what was it, 10 or 12 years ago when all these people had invested and the stock market dropped and people lost thousands and thousands of dollars. Do you remember that? Like their life, or their, not their life savings, but their retirements and their investments, it was gone just like that. When you have wisdom, guess what? You have enduring wealth. What does that mean? It's gonna keep on, keeping on, keeping on, keeping on. Amen? Amen. Surpassing, enough. How awesome is that? When you can look at your checkbook and go, I have enough. Amen. Sufficiency and wealth. And then it says, let me go back over to the verse, with me are riches, which is wealth, honor, glory, honor and abundance, and like a stature, a level going up, enduring wealth, which is advancing, durable, surpassing, enough, sufficiency, and prosperity. And I loved prosperity. I've always thought of prosperity as being able to, you know, prosper, which makes sense, right? But in this context, listen to this, it means ethical righteousness. When you have wisdom, you have ethical righteousness. I was looking over that list and I was like, man, Lord, that's almost as cool to me as the wealth part. Because there's a lot of wealthy people that everyone knows they're a cheat. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people, okay, I'm gonna say it. I know a lot of Christian people that the world's version of them is they skimp and they save and they try to cheat you out of everything. Is that what we want? No, you know what? Whether you're a Christian or not, you should still have that ethicalness inside you, but even more as a Christian, that you should have that level inside of you that says, you know what? If I try to get this the wrong way, it's really not going to benefit me. Amen? So ethical righteousness. Then the next verse says, and bestowing wealth, this is wisdom again, will be bestowing wealth. This means substance, and so much substance that you'll stand out. Thank you, Jesus. On those who love me, making their treasuries full. And I looked this up. It says to be full means to be filled, full, to be armed, to be satisfied, an abundance of treasure, and specifically gold and silver. I don't know about you, but that makes me excited. This we can all obtain because we do it on our own? No. We're born with smarts? No. We have a high IQ? No. Because we're a good person? No. Because we ask wisdom. We ask for wisdom. And God says he'll give generously to all. Amen? Earlier in this week, when I was praying for Lacey, I was asking the Lord for wisdom. What did he tell me to do? He gave me the steps to do. And we did them, and now she has a new car. That's not an intellectual thing that I can say, oh, I'm just so smart, I know how to work Craigslist, and I'm just so good at it. No. No, I was relying on wisdom to help me to figure out what to do. Wisdom also is one of those important things that when something in life happens, you go to the Lord and you ask him for that wisdom to be able to know what to do. So earlier this week, we got another surprise. On Tuesday morning, Pastor Steve called me, and we found out that the company that he works for sold their company. And for about 15 minutes, the Lord and I told Steve I prayed, but then I had to call him back and tell him I didn't really pray it. I was just talking to the Lord. I wasn't listening at that point. I was discussing with him how I felt about all this. We work for kind of a smaller mom-and-pop corporate organization. This is a big organization, big company. So, you know, immediately you're going through all these things in your head of, oh, no, what about this? What about this? What about this? We're pastors, and what if they ask him to work the weekend? You know, just the whole monologue. And then I stopped. And I said, okay, I need wisdom. Because one of the biggest changes for us is that in August, our paycheck is moving, for those of you who do the books at home, is moving from one date to a date farther in the month. And we don't get paid until that day. So we normally get paid on the 20th, and now we don't get paid until the 10th. So that's 3 weeks. And you know what the awesome part is that I have to tell you about this first? I wasn't freaking out because we didn't have money. There have been times in the past where that was my biggest worry, was where will the money come from? I was just trying to figure out how to make it all work until all the money came back in, you know? And I tried and tried and tried, and I called Steve and I said, I need wisdom. Will you pray with me? So he prayed with me, and the Lord said, call Rose. And so I called Rose, and after the Lord shows you people to connect with that can help you to figure things out. That's part of wisdom, is listening to the Holy Spirit for him to connect you with who you need to connect with. We talked for 10, 15 minutes, and by the end of the conversation, I was like, oh, okay, I see it now. I can do this. And so I figured out all these little things. I had been working on it and working on it with no answers of how to make it all work and flow and function, you know, because everything's due like our other paycheck was on the 5th, and now it's 5 days later, which some companies are good, but I'm one of those people that likes to have things on time and, you know, being diligent. And just talking with her, I got wisdom. And so when you're in a situation and you don't know what to do in your finances, stop and pray and ask the Lord for wisdom. He will give you wisdom that will bring wealth, glory, and honor, and abundance, enduring riches so that your finances aren't going to fade away, I love this testimony of Jesse Duplantis, where the stock market was going up and down and up and down, and the Lord showed him where to invest. And he called his banker or broker guy and said, I want to invest here. And he said, for 20 minutes, the guy tried to talk him out of it. He's like, that is not a good place. And he's like, no, I had a talk with the Lord. This is where I need to invest. There's a lot of money. He said, okay, but I'm just telling you, Jesse, it's not going to be good. He's like, nope, I know. Well, a couple weeks or a couple months went by, and all the places that the guy had told him that he should invest to all dropped or were at a loss. The one the Lord told him to invest in shot up. So the broker called him and said, hey, Jesse, the next time the Lord tells you something, can you call me and let me know too? But do you see what happened? Someone got wisdom, not intellect, not just intelligence, but someone got wisdom. They got a key. The key is wisdom. When Lacey and I got her car, we took it for a test drive. We all got in and sat down, and I said, I need the key. Because you can't start a car and go anywhere without a key. Sometimes it feels like that in our finances. We've tithed, we've given, we're waiting, and the Lord is saying, why don't you ask me for the key? Today, that's what I'm telling you. The key is ask for wisdom. And then when he gives you wisdom, act on it. I could have just gone about my day, not looked on Craigslist, and we'd have missed out on a blessing. Amen? Because we have our parts to play too. The key is wisdom. If you want your finances to flourish, when you sit down at your checkbook, ask the Lord every single time for wisdom. When I go before I go into a grocery store or go clothes shopping, ask my kids, Lord, give us wisdom on every purchase that we make. Show us what to buy. Show us not what to buy. Make the Lord a part of everything that you do, and he will what? He will bless you so much so that you will stand out. And just like that broker with Jesse Duplantis, they'll be coming to you saying, hey, next time the Lord shows you something, can you tell me about it too? Because I want a part of this blessing. Amen? Amen. Grab your tithes and offerings. Father, we just thank you so much for this word. We thank you for the wealth of wisdom that you gave Solomon that we can still apply today. It's still applicable. It's still something that works. And Father, I thank you for the key that we now all hold, the key of wisdom. And we ask today as a corporate body, we ask for wisdom for every decision that we have to make from this day forward in finances. We thank you for spirit-filled wisdom that whether we turn to the right or the left, you'll be the voice behind us saying, this is the way, walk in it. That we won't have to muddle around or try to figure it out or scrimp and save, but no, Father, there's going to be an abundance for every good work, not only just to provide for our needs, but an overflow that will bless others. And we just praise you and we thank you. Bless every seed that's sown today. Anoint the sower. Let them be filled with wisdom in your spirit today. And we just praise you, Father, for all the things that you're doing and all the things you've yet to do. And we give you all the praise today in Jesus' name. Amen.